scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
Megan is hanging out at the Nightstand Studios, and you know, it's December 18th. Are you getting tired of Christmas music yet?
You know what's weird is I feel like I haven't heard enough Christmas music this year.
Really?
Isn't that strange? I don't know if I just not been in the stores that much or what, but yeah, I'm kind of gorging on it right now.
Oh, really? Well, I guess that's a good thing. But there's one department store that's in London that has actually banned the following holiday songs from being played in their stores. Songs like The Christmas Song from Alvin and the Chipmunks. I Am the Christmas Queen from Miss Piggy. I don't know if I've ever heard that one.
Miss Piggy has a Christmas tune?
Apparently.
I had no idea.
Besides being part of the 12 Days of Christmas one with John Denver, I didn't know there was another one.
Huh, me either.
But the Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff has the Christmas song. That's banned from that store.
I would be on board with that decision. Yeah.
Some of the other ones, Santa Baby from Madonna. I've heard that one quite a bit, but I guess.
I've heard that one a lot too.
Not in stores.
I wonder if there's certain songs that they've discovered, like actually makes people not want to shop, like just makes them want to leave.
That's probably what it is. Like even they haven't even a Celine Dion, Oh Holy Night in there. So I feel like that's probably just like, ah, man, not this song. I do not want to shop.
She gets really intense in that song. It probably just makes people like nervous. you have to get that relaxed state to shop, you know?
I think Celine Dion gets intense in every song she sings.
You're pretty right about that. Well, that's interesting. I wonder if that kind of trend will come into the States, because I can think of a few I'd put on that list.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Oh, so Johnny, you get a real Christmas tree, right?
I do. Yeah, I got one in my house.
You do like what regular people do, and you just, you know, use it once and then toss it out to the curb. Right. After the season is over, right?
Exactly.
Well, Well, there's the world's oldest living Christmas tree has been found in Britain. It's 164 years old.
Dang.
So every holiday season, it's uprooted and brought indoors and then replanted in January.
Really?
It's 100 feet tall, so it must be some tall ceilings.
Dang.
And it's kept on the grounds of a historic estate. The giant redwood was planted in 1853 with seeds that were brought back from California. So it seems like these people have a lot of dedication to this, because I'll tell you what, I could not keep that up for even 1 year.
No, and they've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. 100 feet tall? How is that
possible? They must have several gardeners.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you get that inside your house? I don't understand.
I don't know. I have to do more research on this, but that I didn't know that you could uproot a tree and replant it after it being inside for like a month. You would think it would mess with its
natural, you know,
right,
like defense mechanisms and stuff, like how it protects itself from the cold and things. I don't know, it's weird.
I guess it's working though. It's 164 years old, so it's doing something right.